Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us this hour to start things out from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, I want to start with this movie actor who is a professional wrestler, who was also an athlete of sorts and also served in the military, John Cena. Now, he's been in a lot of these action movies lately, and he's now in the Fast and Furious series. Now, the scuttlebutt is they want to make a movie either in China or Taiwan, as the case may be. And as a result, Cena, who's one of the lead players in the thing now, replacing Paul Walker, apologized in Chinese for calling Taiwan a country. What the heck?
China doesn't like that. They don't like that at all. But, you know, this tells you the power that is being wielded by China.
Money.
You're right.
Yep, money.
Mm-hmm. So, they don't recognize Taiwan. We're still waiting for some kind of an invasion here. I do believe at some point it could very well happen. And we, the United States kind of perpetuated that with what is known as the One China Policy, meaning, you know, China gets all preferences when it comes to Taiwan. But, you know, on the other hand, under the Trump administration, we were giving Taiwan arms and, you know, support, which is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But that just kind of shows you the power that China wields, in, not only in local business, but in diplomacy and, you know, all the way down to Hollywood.
Yeah, and speaking of Hollywood, NBC Universal has come out and said there's billions of dollars online of business sitting on the table with China. That's what they're concerned about.
The same thing with the news media. If you look very carefully at cable news, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, and whatnot, they will never speak out against China.
Nope, nope, and nope. Okay. Project Veritas revealed that Facebook's internal documents on censoring vaccine hesitancy has got Facebook up to their old games again by censoring, blocking, and silencing temporarily, whatever the case may be, for what they do, the coronavirus vaccine skeptics on Facebook. Well, here we go again.
Well, apparently there's some people that in Facebook that have reached out to Project Veritas. So they are providing the documents, the internal memos and those kinds of things to Project Veritas. You know, they've got a tip line so people can report certain things. So that's where that is coming from. But it's pretty clear that Congress is not going to act on Section 230 or,
right.
You know, any other means. It's pretty clear that that's not going to happen. So that then forces the governors, much like Governor DeSantis, to take other actions. So that's kind of the process, and that's kind of where we are.
Okay, did you hear about the company involved in the Maricopa County ballot audit who chose not to renew their contract? They weren't done with their work, but they backed out of the audit, and now there's a new company. Now, this was a Pennsylvania company that was there, but now there's a new company from Arizona that's going to complete the audit of the Arizona Maricopa County race.
I did hear that. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? Do you think they backed out just because they...
Why... Even if they tell us, we're not sure that that's the truth. But I have a feeling that there were probably some pending lawsuits by, you know, whatever,
yep.
whomever.
Yep.
So I think that's part and parcel of the cause of that.
All right. I think we're going to get some infrastructure maybe because it looks like the GOP Senate, the senators have proposed a $1 trillion counter offer on infrastructure. It started out at $2.5 trillion, went to 2.1, 1.9, 1.7. I wonder if they'll meet in the middle at say 1.4 or 1.5.
I don't think so. I think that you know, Biden talks a nice, calm, you know, cogent game when he has the Republican Senator Caucus in the White House, and all things go well, but as soon as the Republicans leave, the Democrats step back in again and redo the damage. So I don't think so.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Go over there to that website, FoundersCode.com, and check out what she does over there. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm happy to report that the severe thunderstorm warning right there on I-30 going into Arkansas from Texarkana has been lifted. However, now we have a small stream flood warning in the same area there. So it must be a bunch of rain. We're going to have some low-level flooding there. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch Company. And here's more about them.
Hi folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, check out her website, FoundersCode.com, and go over there and get on her mailing list and get all the great articles that she puts out there. Well, Denise, how about, once again, the crime level, which is becoming more and more and more predominant in the big blue cities, and not much being done about it, and it looks like as if that's going to be a key political issue coming up.
It should. I was thinking about writing an article about this, because where we are is at the hands of local government, meaning state government, and the federal government. What we're doing now is we're virtually making crime legal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to California. Remember, California decided that any theft under, what was it, $950 is...
Yeah.
It's a misdemeanor. Okay. So they're making a car illegal. Let's also talk about the fact that if you're arrested in, where is it, New York or Chicago or Los Angeles and whatnot, Portland, Seattle, it doesn't mean anything. You're arrested, there's no bond, you're released. So, here's a ticket to appear in court.
Yep.
And that's a big if they decide to prosecute at all. There's a program on, I think it's Nat Geo, titled To Catch a Smuggler. And they do these stories about how the Department of Homeland Security Investigations and Customs and Border Patrol do all these stops for bringing in illegal stuff, smuggling whatever, anything mm-hmm. from weird food to drugs, mm-hmm. in Los Angeles and Miami and New York and whatnot. And it's quite remarkable the number of people that we catch bringing in not only cocaine and meth, but several other narcotics. And we catch them, and we don't prosecute. They drop the charges. And a lot of times, we don't even deport these people again.
Yep.
So it's kind of like this whole thing of nobody's above the law. Well, that's just a bunch of nonsense. There's all kinds of people that are above the law. I mean, you and I, there's not enough bandwidth for you and I to have that discussion on who's above the law, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
and much less the illegals. Every illegal migrant mm-hmm. in the United States is above the law. Every
yep.
one of them.
Yep. Yep. You're right. Okay, I got a question for you. Who is John Sullivan?
I know a couple of John Sullivan, so
all
I don't
right,
know where you're
right,
going
well,
with this.
All right, well, I'm going to go with this guy, John Sullivan, who the DOJ has filed new charges against. He was the one that was the caustic and aggressive Black Lives Matter activist who couldn't help.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The little guy, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a picture.
Sold,
yep. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He sold his videos
yep.
To the TV stations from the January 6th thing.
Yep.
CNN and a couple others. So the Fed stepped in, and I think he had $90,000 in his bank account.
Yep.
And the Fed stepped in and seized his $90,000.
Yep. Well, apparently he was masquerading as a journalist and a Trump supporter,
correct.
Because there's a picture of him with a Trump hat on, but then all of a sudden he had the Black Lives Matter, the mask, and all that stuff as
correct.
Things progressed.
Correct.
And he was a major instigator in what was going on, trying to get things stirred up.
Correct.
Yeah, so I hope they do throw the book at him. But, again, this is just one of several. Again, I've got people listening to the show right now that were there in Washington, D.C., and they said they saw these people come in from the back end of the building challenged, and they just literally strolled into the head of the line, so to speak, when they were trying to get to the front door and started just creating all kinds of havoc to try to get things stirred up above what the picture was already at, and that's what happened, basically.
Well, I think a lot of things happen, but, we have got people who went into the Capitol building that they have caught, they've identified, that are sitting in solitary confinement in a Washington, D.C. jail.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have seen where Capitol Police were saying, yeah, you guys can go in, but, these are the rules when you go in. You can't do this, you can't
yeah.
do that. So, they want to have this 9/11 style commission again to investigate all things January 6th. I was for it, actually, because the FBI is sitting on thousands upon thousands of hours of video. that hasn't been released yet. So let's have it. You know, I think there's some other truths that will come out. Mm-hmm. But the way that the commission is designed by Pelosi is that the Democrats would be fully in charge. Mm-hmm. And they could allow or not allow, you know, certain evidence. So it wouldn't be a fair here, you know, commission. So that's the reason I am against it.
Now, there was a you talk about the January 6th thing in the commission. There was a Huffington Post reporter yesterday that was quoted as saying the January 6th riot was 1,000% worse than September 11th. Really? I was at September 11th, and there's no comparison whatsoever. None.
Well, you got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez that says that you know, she's in therapy.
Oh, geez.
Because, yeah, and that she feels like she was in a battle zone.
Yeah, she is a battle.
Well, I mean, that's a disgrace mm-hmm. to say anything like that. It's absolutely a disgrace.
Yeah, and she is someone that's unfit for duty anyway. I've thought so since to begin with, but that's just me.
Yep. No argument for me.
Yeah. Now, I believe right now you talk about domestic terrorism because they want to lead us down the path of, well, domestic terrorism is this terrible problem with America and all, we're under siege and this, that, and the other. I got a better one for you. Inflation and Biden's economic policies are the number one enemy to America right now because he knowingly, willingly, through his policies, is destroying or attempting to destroy the American economy.
Well, his administration is, but I don't think that Biden has a concept of what's going on. I truly don't think he has a concept. People in his administration do. His Treasury Secretary, his economic advisors and all that, they of course do. They're the ones that, you know, are also talking about a global tax.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have a clue, but does Biden himself have a clue? No.
Yeah, he kind of stammered around a little bit yesterday, some of the things that he said, so it's still there, obviously, unfortunately. It's an embarrassment to watch him.
It is.
Yeah.
And so this summit that Biden's going to have with Vladimir Putin in Geneva,
yeah,
that one ought to be a fun one.
Yeah, I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one because he's probably going to sit there and look around and circle the building a couple times before he decides to sit down and talk with Putin. And you know, Putin is sharp as a tack. Sharp as a tack. All right, we will talk to you tonight. You have yourself a great day today.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the things that she writes about over there. Sign up for her daily sit reps and find out what's going on so you can be on board first. I'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is calling for an expanded probe into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic after new reports that researchers at a Chinese lab were severely sickened about a month before the first cases of COVID were reported. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt said Tuesday that a transparent investigation was needed something he said wasn't currently happening with China. Health Secretary Javier Becerra echoed those calls while speaking at a meeting of the World Health Organization.
Phase 2 of the COVID origin study must be launched with terms of reference that are transparent, science-based, and give international experts the independence to fully assess the source of the virus and the early days of the outbreak.
Those calls coming as the United States passed a vaccination milestone on Tuesday. The CDC says that half of the nation's adult population, more than 129 million people, have been fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. This is the military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you so you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about what it is they do. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go to be trained to become a certified aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying job that's very much in demand right now all around the world. Now, one of them is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right upside, just outside Boston. So Boston, Massachusetts area, Clearwater, Tampa, Florida, down here in our area. Now, the website to find out more about them is to go to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu, and the phone number to call and ask to take a tour of one of those two facilities, whichever one's closest to you. Ask to take a tour. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. National Aviation Academy. You'll be glad you did. Well, details of President Joe Biden's first defense budget won't be out until Friday. But lawmakers on the left and right have already drawn out their lines for the battle that's coming up ahead. We'll see where all that goes. By the way, not much of an increase in terms of the military budget that I can see. Things will pretty much remain the same, and maybe even a little bit less of what they got the last time around. Now, there is a simmering feud amongst top Democrats over the scope of reforms on how the military handles certain crimes, including sexual assault, spilled out into the open during a discussion about a bill on the floor of the House. We'll see where that goes. And a Draken U.S. pilot flying a Dassault Mirage F-1 fighter jet died in a crash Monday afternoon outside the southern perimeter of Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. No name on the pilot yet. Now, the National Guard Bureau has estimated the initial mission cost from January through March to be around $410 million for the National Guard Capital assignment. Now, the extension until Monday had cost an additional $111 million for a massive total of $521 million to protect the vast perimeter of the Capitol grounds through the winter and through the spring. They should be gone by the end of the weekend, back to their home bases. Now, Frank Kendall III will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee in a hearing that will likely lead to his confirmation and eventual swearing in as the 26th Secretary of the Air Force. We'll see where that goes. Also, a single rocket struck close to a military base hosting U.S. troops in western Iraq on Monday without causing any injuries. It did do some slight damage to some equipment at the base, but didn't hurt any of our people. And the littoral combat ship USS Sioux City conducted interdiction exercises with the Dominican Republic Navy, according to the Navy's Fourth Fleet. In addition, there's a mysterious new bomber on the horizon, China's H-20 strategic bomber. May be able to strike a second island chain, is the report we're hearing from our Pentagon. China's next generation Xi'an H-20 strategic bomber may have adopted a stealthy flying wing design that can help it strike targets in the second island chain and beyond, so says an analyst after images of the aircraft's design were published and able to be seen. Now, the governments of the United States and South Korea announced that they've agreed to scrap the revised missile guidelines agreement that had limited the range of South Korean ballistic missiles to 800 kilometers. Let's see what happens when they ramp that up. Also, the Congressional Budget Office's latest estimate puts the price tag at $634 billion of the U.S. nuclear modernization plan and proposal, which has jumped some 28% this year. And China now is the primary challenge not only on the surface, but also for U.S. forces preparing to fight and win any future conflict in space, according to the new chief of the U.S. Space Command. Let's not forget that business leaders are now calling on defense officials and lawmakers to keep a policy that pays contractors more money up front. Pentagon cash will definitely help the small defense companies during this pandemic until we get out of it, because normally you have to wait a long time to get your money from the government. It used to be 60 to 30 days, and it was 60 days, then it was 90 days, and some people are now waiting even longer than that. Now, the White House's detailed budget plan overall for fiscal 2022 is due this week on Friday. But a top Defense and State Department official said that this week the release may be mostly about what it means for national security. That may be the emphasis that we have going now, national security. And we'll see. The jury's out on that one. Also, not to be outdone by anybody, the Army's always in the mix, right? The new 101st Airborne Command Sergeant Major is now a woman, the first woman on the job. She's the first woman to become Command Sergeant Major of the U.S. Army 101st Division. She's stepping into that role this week in Kentucky at Fort Campbell. Congratulations to her. And a Fort Bliss judge sentenced a soldier to more than 40 years in prison for murdering a child with his hands, along with a string of other charges, including drug use and domestic violence. That coming from the Texas Army base Fort Bliss. By the way, two members of the U.S. Army band in Japan will represent their command during next week's Army Pacific Best Warrior competition. We'll see how that all weighs out. Now, as more sailors opt to get the COVID vaccine and as cases continue to fall in the United States, the Navy is getting its drug testing program back on its pre-pandemic footing, making sure that the sailors are abiding by the rules. Also, the U.S. Navy announced plans on Monday for the 50th Baltic Operations, a 13-day multinational exercise in the Baltic region, which will begin on June the 6th. And the Navy has also been heralded for the significant progress in increasing the mission-capable rates of its F/A-18EF Super Hornet strike fighter fleet. But the initiatives that made it possible are not being limited to strike fighters, so says the admiral in charge of the Naval Air Systems Command. And good for him. Good for him that they're reaching out like that. By the way, did you hear about our Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken? Well, he announced that the Biden administration is going to reopen the Jerusalem consulate to upgrade Palestinian ties, whatever that means. And I hear the music in my ear. We will be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. And we're going to talk about a little money talk when Chris comes on. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network. And you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Mm-hmm. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. I was on Armed American Radio, his daily defense show the other day, and we had a good old time. Got a lot of great response there, so thanks very much for doing that, and you'll hear me again over there. Now, Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they honor all those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, too, for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Now, they're located in North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at MossAcura.com. That's MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How's the weather up there?
It's not too bad. It's some sunny weather so far. It's the temperature's up and down, but I guess it's just that time of year.
Okay, and George is saying good morning to us, so good morning back to George.
Good morning.
Yep. Now, I want to talk about home prices, because starting in March, home prices were up 13.2% higher compared with March 2020. Now, that was well above the 11.8% gain expected. And suddenly, yesterday, we get a report that new homes are costing $93,000 more than they were before because of the cost of supplies to build the home.
Yeah, I on my show a few weeks ago, I put out a graphic, actually, was talking about the amount of lumber it took to build a 2,500-square-foot home, $50,000 worth of lumber, going back to 2015 to today. In 2015, you could build 14 homes, 2,500-square-foot homes, same home, for $50,000. Today, you can build two. And it's not just that. It's also the fact that you just can't get things. They're having a real difficult time. Backlogs and PVC pipe and everything is backlogged right now. So it's driving the costs up without a doubt. Again, I think that this is going to slow new housing starts, and already has slowed to some degree, simply because people will hold off. Contractors, you may sign a deal for a home, but they just won't build. They're not going to build a house based upon a price you agreed upon. If they're not going to make money on it, they'll just push it back, waiting for the prices to come back down. So that will definitely slow new housing starts.
Well, let me tell you what President Joe Biden's plan is. Due to the fact that costs are way up and due to the fact that the military is doing a bunch of reconstruction and retrofitting, if you will, to some of their barracks and whatnot across the country and around the world, they have planned to outsource their metal supply chain. They are not going to buy American as was promised. They're going to buy outside America to wherever it's cheaper to buy it on the foreign market.
I'd like to see us buy as much American steel and whatnot as we possibly can. But the reality of the situation is that you got a supply chain issue. You're going to buy it from anywhere. That's what you have to do. I mean, I understand one of the retrofitting is probably having to do a lot of this green stuff that they're looking to do.
Correct.
I don't know whether or not, I don't know how efficient it's going to be. You always want to have your buildings efficient and save as much money as you possibly can when it comes to, heat, electricity and all that, but you don't want to make the costs, absolutely ridiculous. Again, it's problematic. I mean, there's been some criticism of the tariffs that were put on steel. It's most certainly helped some steel companies here in the United States. There's no doubt about that. But it also hasn't helped companies that actually use steel and have had to pay a much higher price.
Mm. Now, we know that we have a severe labor shortage, especially in the South and other areas of the country, but the South in particular, and record-shattering inflation. And data that's come out now from the Federal Reserve Bank in Richmond shows that the inflation is just so out of control, it's not funny. Now, I saw a sign yesterday. I was at a place, actually it was at Mission Barbecue, and just down the street it had a Help Wanted sign. And the Help Wanted sign said, Help Wanted, $15 per hour to start, $20 per hour potential after first year. After 6 months, $1,000 bonus.
That's what businesses are needing to do. I know Florida just dropped their the enhanced federal $300.
End of next month.
So that's the end of next month.
Well, yes, sir.
And that's taking too long.
Yep, end of next month. Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be critical to say that you should do it right away.
I agree.
I'm sorry, go out and get a job. I mean, the end of next month, that's the end of June. The thing ends in September anyway, I think. You got to get people back to work. Florida tends to slow down a little bit in the summertime as far as travel is concerned. I think that might be a little bit different this year because the fact everything is still all open there and everybody knows it.
I know it's different. We've got a brand new hotel right beside us, and we keep remarking amongst ourselves how busy the hotel is over here compared to what we've seen in the past. And it's full almost every night. The darn place is full.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking for, hotels in Miami actually coming down, when the tournaments are done for the kids, and the prices are much, much higher than they normally would be over the summer. I know Miami is extraordinarily popular, but I mean, it was just insane. That's because there's so many people coming down there. Obviously, you know, if I would recommend anybody, I should get out there, get yourself a job, you know, work your butt off, treat that job like that business is your own, and you're going to advance. Sitting around and waiting for a government check is no way to live your life.
Now, what do you think about this comment I'm about to make? Inflation is the primary risk to the United States today.
You sound like me. I've been talking about this for a long time. Dealing with inflation for a long, long time. Listen, if we were to use the same metrics, the same way of gauging inflation, the yardstick, so to speak, that we did back in the 1970s, inflation would be just as high as it was then. But we're not. We're lied to again and again and again. It's by both Democrats and Republicans. And the reality, and again, you had Ron Paul come out, write a piece about this, saying what I'm saying. The Fed can't do a damn thing about it. How can they raise rates? We're borrowing so much money that if interest rates go up, it would absolutely wreck our budget. Couldn't be done. So we're stuck in this inflation cycle. And people think that, all right, great. You know, you get asset inflation, too. My stock portfolio is going up. Yeah, I get that. But for senior citizens, when they sell their, you know, some of their positions or take their yields and whatnot, the money doesn't go as far. And that in of itself is tax. It's something that we've been trying to explain and get across to people for a period of time. Hopefully they're starting to get it. Hopefully, you know, you should be. There's no doubt that you're not feeling it because you're seeing the prices of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had to talk with a butcher. Mm-hmm. If you're going out to a restaurant right now and you're ordering a steak and you want a prime steak, if you're not paying $50 for that steak at that restaurant, you're probably being lied to because that's how expensive meat prices have gotten.
Yeah.
That's what they have to charge. It's crazy.
Yeah. Now, the GOP senators have apparently come up with a proposal, counterproposal to the Democrats' infrastructure bill. They've proposed $1 trillion, the Republicans in the Senate. The Democrats were at $1.7 trillion. I don't know where that's going to go, but we definitely need something done to the roads, the highways, and the bridges that are out there because we still got the bridge, remember, over the I-40, Memphis, Tennessee, that's going to be shut down for at least another month.
Well, as far as infrastructure is concerned, that can turn itself into a bottomless pit as well. I mean, I live in an area where the infrastructure is crumbling. The roads are absolutely appalling here. I mean, it's like a third world country. It's that bad. Yet you take a look at the gasoline taxes that I pay. Where the hell's all this money going? You know, what's going to happen, these infrastructure deals, Matt, is that it's going to turn into a boondoggle. It's going to be cronies getting money to ridiculous projects, and we won't see any improvement at all. That's normally how it works. I mean, again, you can look to the Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which is a joke.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'll be right back after the top of the hour news with Amanda Mackey.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.